Cerebral satire contains strong language and thoughts that may offend. If you are easily offended, don't fucking bother listening to it.
It was right for you to run.
That's our ever professional fucking intro.
Seriously, this week I promise I'm going to edit it. I swear to God.
Fuck's sake.
I swear to God.
You've been saying that for a month.
I know. I swear to God. On Tuesday when I'm talking to Wayne, I swear to God I will edit that fucker. I promise you. Maybe. I think it's still funny. It still makes me laugh. I think it's still funny.
It's better than fucking Aerosmith.
I'm telling you. Happy birthday, man. How was your birthday?
It was good.
Yeah?
Really fucking good.
Yeah, you don't get depressed on your birthday like everybody else does.
No, some years I like to have a little time and ponder things, but no, generally a happy day.
Yep.
I treat it like any other normal day, but and once you do that, once you treat it like any other normal fucking day, then anything that happens is special, isn't it?
So I try, man. I just have such shitty birthday memories, that's all.
They are what they are, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's just the day you was conceived out of a whore. Hey. But yeah, Amy took me to go see Mad Max.
Yeah, motherfucker. How was that shit?
Ah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I've heard it was. Yeah. Was it the quotes are insane, man. The quotes are like, best action movie of last 25 years. Tom Hardy apologizes to director and writer. He did not know what was going to happen. Blah, blah, blah. All this fucking hype and shit. And I'm mad that I didn't get to see it this weekend.
Yeah, it's really, really good. I wouldn't say the best action movie of the last 25 years because that to me, that's still The Raid, which is fairly new.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's up there. It's fucking up there. If The Raid, to me, is the pedestal of action movies, this one is up there with it. It's really, really fucking good.
Well, for those people who haven't seen it
at cinema, though. You couldn't watch it on a small screen.
Yeah, for those people who haven't seen The Raid, well, what else would you compare it to? Terminator
original
1?
Die Hard?
Original
maybe?
Die Hard. Wow.
I think this film
movies.
Reminds me of a film called Jewel, where it's just chase. It's an early Steven Spielberg film.
Ronan? Ronan is more of a one chase scene.
But yeah, no, it's really fucking good. Go watch it at the cinema. Don't watch it, wait for it on
so
or
you get,
legally
you,
download it. It's
you
a
gotta watch
movie.
It at the cinema. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, that was really good. And then she took me out for a meal.
Yeah, where'd you guys go? Local place?
You were?
Local place? You guys go to a local place or something?
McDonald's.
You're lying.
Yeah. No. She took me to a little local place.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Nice grubs.
Sweet.
Yeah.
What'd you get? You get like a big steak or something?
No. I had seafood for starters.
Yeah. Sweet.
And then I had a trio of meats for main.
Hello.
Yeah. And then I had a cheesecake afterwards.
Oh,
fucking love cheesecake.
Cheesecake? What kind of cheesecake?
It was a Bailey's ice cream cheesecake.
Oh. I don't like coffee, but that's okay.
It's not coffee.
Bailey's
so
tastes
okay.
like coffee. Ugh.
Bailey's is nice.
Do you drink Bailey's like as a liquor?
I can. Mm-hmm. It's one of those drinks you only ever drink at fucking Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no one else drinks. You don't drink it during like normal time, do you?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That's a Christmas drink.
No, I have, I mean, it's for me, older women tend to drink Bailey's, not my...
Yeah, like fucking Gladys, 90-year-old
yeah,
Gladys.
Exactly. And they're like, oh, Bailey's, oh, I'm going to get trashed tonight, oh, Bailey's.
Yeah, so
all right,
it was lovely. I had a couple of wines, so it was nice.
Good. Well, happy birthday, man. Seriously, I'm glad you had a good birthday. There's such few and far between good ones. You gotta make sure you appreciate the good ones for the bad ones. So
oh, I've had some bad ones. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. So I was at the I was driving home today, and I went to stop by and get some beer at the supermarket. And
the supermarket.
Supermarket. The Kroger.
Supermarché.
Yeah. Marge. And so I walk up to the whole beer aisle that's like, you know, 38 feet long, whatever, 8 feet wide or whatever it is. And they got some good beer, some decent beer, whatever. But so I walk in and I'm like, okay, so I've been drinking Corona the last couple of weeks, right?
Corona,
yeah.
Do you have it with lime?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Right now I don't have any lime, but I don't have any limes in my house, but I have lime juice for my salads and stuff. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's the microphone.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just moving it a bit closer, sorry. Fuck you. Stop breaking the fourth wall.
It's hard when you do it yourself.
We're in the same room. Shut up.
Trying. So, yeah, we're in the same room. Yeah. We sound like it. So I go over there and I look at the different packs of Coronas. You got a 6-pack, you got a 12-pack, you got an 18-pack, you got a 24-pack. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay. So they're all on sale because normally beer goes on sale for a little bit during the weekend here, like $3 or $4 off, not a big deal. So the 12-pack is $13.99. The 18-pack is $19.99. And then the 20-pack is $18.99. And I'm like, okay, well, that must be a mistake on their part. So I'm going to take the 24-pack. Why wouldn't you, right?
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, you save a dollar and you get five more beers. All right, awesome fine. What?
I said you're awesome at maths.
I know. So whatever. So I grab the 20-pack, go out, check out, long fucking checkout line. I get irritated out the ass, whatever. Walk out of my car, put it in my car, take it home. I get home, and I open this bitch to put the beers in the fridge.
Oh, they're light.
They're 7 ounces.
Oh, they're the little baby ones.
I opened it. I felt like someone kicked my puppy. I was like, what? I was like, it's going to take me all of these beers to get drunk. All of these beers are going to have to be drunk today to get drunk. What the fuck, man? I didn't even know they made 7-ounce beers.
I call them little blondies. You get like little French blondies over here.
Seriously, I feel like I'm holding... like the littlest. I feel like I'm playing pretend with beer. It's what
it feels like. You're like Andre the Giant.
I do. I feel like I'm Andre the Giant, and I have just a regular beer in my. I feel like I'm a giant man right now. I don't know what to do with these 7-ounce beers.
See, on your Tinder picture,
yeah,
you could get your cock out, take a picture with your cock with that bottle, and say that's like a massive bottle.
I almost spit my beer out. I could do that.
They'll be disappointed when they do finally see it, but you'll get the date at least.
Or I couldn't do that.
Well, it's up to you. Oh, no, you use Grindr. Sorry, mate.
Yeah. Grindr. Yeah. Grindr, man, you got to be big to impress people. It's a tough crowd out there in Grindr.
It's a tough crowd. Yeah. That's a man's crowd.
So we did the conversation. How'd that go? And you like it?
I liked it. It was just a pilot, so, you know, early days. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we're looking to add stuff, take away stuff. Give us your feedback on it, guys. Just like Ant said, just hit him up on Twitter or email us or hit him up on Twitter, whichever one. Let us know what you think we needed added, what you think we need taken away. Whatever you guys feel like, just give it to us.
It's a bit like this, but just one topic, really.
I'd say it's a little bit more... I don't know. Well, we're gonna
thanks for your fucking feedback, you bastard. Come on, let's start the fucking show. Let's go.
All right, guys, dsjnp.com is the website. Email us at dsjnp.com@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at dsjnpcom. Rate us on iTunes. No new ratings yet. And then
what?
No new ratings yet, man.
No seriously. New fucking ratings.
Seriously, guys. What's cereal, going on? Super cereal. You guys need a super cereal. Review us. Because, you know, we work really hard.
I think maybe we ain't got no listeners anymore.
Well, no, that's not what the...
We've got listeners in fucking Russia and Afghanistan.
I know.
Fucking rate us, you Russian twat.
It's not what the... That's what I say. It's not what the shit, the fucking Podbean says.
What does the Podbean say?
It says we have a lot of listeners.
We've got listeners in fucking Russia and China and shit.
Japan.
Come on, you commie bastards. Get on the fucking iTunes and rate us.
Yeah, rate us, yeah. Or we'll...
I reckon they're servicemen.
You think?
Yeah.
You think they prefer the service of another man?
Yes, I do.
All right, let's get into it.
Who the hell are you?
Still not convinced, eh? I tell you what, boys. What say we all take a ride on my imagination flying machine?
Dude.
Hop aboard, kids. I have something to show you.
Are you gonna rape us?
No?
All right, then.
Come on, guys.
Watch it, fellas. I'm pretty sure this guy wants to rape us.
All right, Ant, why are we talking about imagination?
Wow, South Park is just the best thing ever.
It's fucking amazing. It is really amazing.
But this story is about a man who has killed his imaginary friend. He turned himself into the police station, and then he took the world's saddest mugshot.
This is from mandatory.com.
Yep, because I never plug any of the websites.
Yeah, and I do because we have to.
So here's another reason why drugs are bad.
Oh, he's from Florida. Oh, fuck.
Yep, he's a Florida man. You end up killing your imaginary friend and then demand the death penalty, which is exactly what one Florida man did. Jeffrey Gaylord. Yep, that's his name. Walked into a Jacksonville sheriff's office and confessed to his crime. He repeatedly stabbed his friend, Mr. Happy, with a kitchen knife, cut up Mr. Happy with a hatchet, and buried him in the backyard. Let me remind you again that this occurred in Florida, so perhaps it should be come as a surprise to no one. Gaylord and Mr. Happy were friends for 7 years. That sounds like that could be a TV show. But according to Gaylord, he killed him for a few reasons. He left his empty vodka bottles all over the kitchen. Never picked up his empty cocaine baggies. He messed up my apartment to the point where I just couldn't get it clean. Before Hap started doing drugs and acting weird, he was my BFF.
He called him Hap.
Yeah, he's Hap. We'd go dancing, play on the children's park equipment. Yeah, I bet he fucking did. Both huge fans of doom metal. I listened to it for hours with the lights turned off. When Mr. Happy crashed Gaylord's car and Gaylord got arrested instead, Gaylord had had enough. That drink driving incident I got unfairly blamed for and just how messy he had become put me over the edge and I murdered him. Gaylord was eventually taken into custody where he threatened police for not giving him the death penalty. Police found drug paraphernalia and a machine gun in Gaylord's house and he was booked on multiple charges. So much for the BFF bracelets these two exchanged. And that was from mandatory.com. What do you think of that one?
I think I don't know what to think about that one, to be honest with you. I don't know what to say about that. I don't. How high do you have to be? Literally, how high do you have to be to turn yourself into police because your imaginary friend? Oh, my God.
And now he's probably more than likely going to go to prison for other things. But I wanted to ask about imaginary friends. Did you ever have an imaginary friend?
No, because I had a twin.
What's that? Well, you could still have an imaginary friend.
You could have an imaginary friend, but I didn't have an imaginary friend because I had a twin. So I didn't need an imaginary friend.
Okay.
Because, I mean, that's my friend. He was always around. I mean, literally, we've always been around each other. once you have a twin, you can't really get away from each other. That's it. I mean, it's done deal.
I never had an imaginary friend. I never really understood people who did.
Yeah?
I think there's something mental going on.
No, seriously? Kids have imaginary friends all the time.
See, I don't get it.
Why? Why don't you get it? It's someone to play with.
Well, yeah, and that's quite sad.
Why is that sad?
It's like if they feel the necessity to make someone else up.
Well, I mean, it's just...
I think a lot of kids blame it on... use it as a fucking tool to blame things on them. Like, I didn't break that furniture. Mr. Happy did. And that's clearly what this cunt's doing as well. He's blaming all his cocaine addictions.
Well, I think he's obviously...
this guy's just fucking nut job.
Yeah, he's obviously been a little too high a little bit too long.
But don't you think there's got to be something wrong with you if you've got an imaginary friend? If you're hallucinating people, that's not a good thing. Maybe you're taking the wrong sort of mushrooms.
Well, if you're 49, but if you're, you know, 8 or 9 or 10 or whatever, I think having imaginary friends okay. I mean, probably 8 or 9 or 10 is probably a little old, but...
Still think it's weird.
Do you? Even for a 6-year-old. Let's say a 6-year-old, you know? If you're a single kid and you have no friends around and you're, you know... I mean, that's very unlikely nowadays. Nowadays, you're going to get daycare or whatever. But let's say you're a 6-year-old and you have nobody around... What are you going to do? You're going to make up a friend to play with. Why not?
Which is what I said. I think that's quite sad.
I don't think it's sad. I think it's little kids. I think it's great. I think more kids need to use their imagination more often.
I've got a very vivid imagination. I've never had a friend.
It's because we always, when we were kids, dude, that's all we did was use our imagination. Literally. Because, you know, we didn't have all the best toys in the world. So you had to use your imagination.
Well, yeah. Like, using the imagination when you're playing things. Like, playing with dolls and stuff and using your imagination, like, the dolls can talk and shit like that. It's fine. Yeah. But creating a whole other entity of a person, I find quite creepy and weird.
Maybe we should look that up, psychology. Look that up and report back to us.
Maybe it's a healthy psychology.
I think it is. I would tend to believe it is a healthy thing, to be honest with you.
It probably is, but to me, it's not. But I'm not a psychologist. So.
I think it would be a healthy thing. I really do. I mean, isn't it better than, you know... I mean, essentially, you are talking to yourself, but at least you're using your synapses, that creativity synapses, you know? I guess.
Yeah.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know.
Depends if it's like red rum.
Yeah. If your imaginary friend tells you to kill your family, something's gone wrong. Something has gone wrong somewhere, somehow. Something has gone wrong.
Like I said, it's easier to blame your imaginary friend for your, because you as a person realize right from wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's someone else doing it, the deed, then you're alleviated from that guilt, aren't you? So it's an easier option.
It is when you're like, you know, six.
Yeah.
But
if you're 36, it's fucking weird.
I bet there is people out there that's like 36 and have. I bet there is people that have imaginary friends.
I'm sure there is. I'm sure.
What would you name your imaginary friend, Ant?
Mr. Cunt.
You would not name him Mr. Cunt, would you?
Why not?
That reminds me. Did you watch that Daily Show video about the elections and?
Yes, I did.
In the UK, and they can we use the word cunt. And it's okay.
John Stewart thing. That was fantastic.
And it's okay.
Look it up, guys. John Stewart doing the British elections. It was fantastic.
Fucking amazing, yeah. All right. Mine would probably be, knowing me, mine would probably be like Mr. Wiggles.
Mr. Wiggles?
Yeah. It would be, yeah.
That's a cat.
Like, yeah. That's a cat. Well, that's not what I thought you were going to say, but okay.
Mr. Wiggles.
Yeah, I think like Mr. Okay. Probably not Mr. Wiggles. I would probably name him after like a... probably like a cartoon character that I had growing up or something like that, like Deathstroke or...
Deadstroke.
Deadstroke. Deadstroke. What we were talking about earlier, Deadstroke. Probably like Destro or Cobra Commander or Duke or probably something like that. Would you really name
yours? What's your porn name?
How do I find out what my porn name is?
So it's... Name your first pet.
Bandit.
That's good. And then your mother's maiden name.
Yeah, I'm not saying that on the air.
Well, say something like it. Why can't you say mother's maiden name in the fucking air?
Because that's how we do a lot of security things around here in the United States. So I'm not saying that on the air. That's not happening.
Your fucking country's fucked up.
I know. Let's say Levitz. So it'd be Bandit Levitz.
That's your porn name.
No. Seriously? I thought it was something. I thought it had something to do with the street you were born on.
Nah, that's how you do it. So
what's yours?
Rainbow Fane.
You're lying.
That is
your first. Your first pet was Rainbow.
Yeah.
Was it a cat?
No, it was a rabbit.
Rainbow. What? What was it? What was the last thing?
Fane.
Fane. Rainbow Fane.
Yeah.
Rainbow. That's the worst porn name I have ever heard in my life.
Shit, it's
such
Amy
shitty.
Sat here. Amy sat here.
What's hers?
Amy. What's your porn name? Oscar Chin.
Oh, that's an awesome porn name. That is awesome. That's perfect for a woman too.
Oscar Chin.
She got smoking throat. I'm Oscar Chin. I'm here to enjoy your balls.
I'm gonna chin.
All right, let's see what else we're talking about.
Oh fuck! Are you starting the show?
No, I'm not starting. I'm gonna play this and let me know if you like it.
Okay.
So we're talking a lot about what happened in Paris and the situation in North Korea.
Oh.
You tweeted something that was another controversial topic. It's good. Mm. It's good that you're coming back to work on Friday because you said last month Bill Cosby's lawyer keeps saying the stories are old and discredited, and we know what stories you're referring to. Except nobody remembers the part where they were discredited. It's unusual for a comedian to go after another comedian.
I never thought he was funny. I mean, that's the beginning of it. I know, really.
Is that true?
Oh, absolutely true.
Really?
I have a list of people who never made me laugh. Danny Thomas, Red Skeleton. I could go down the list, but Bill Cosby definitely. And you know, some of my close friends in comedy are huge Bill Cosby fans. We've had this argument for years. I feel totally vindicated.
All right, Ant, that was Bill Maher talking on Jimmy Kimmel Live about Bill Cosby. What do you think about Bill Cosby? Tell me what you thought about Bill Cosby growing up.
Well, he used to be on Channel 4 because they were quite liberal with stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think Bill Cosby was on Channel 4. Did he ever be on like Sesame Street and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, he's a, you know, an iconic figure in the comedy community and the community in general. And well, in the American psyche. He was a huge iconic figure that I grew up on the Cosby Show. You know, we watched it every week.
We got the Cosby kids over here.
The Cosby. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But apart from that, I don't think we got anything. We got Fat Albert as well. That was another thing we got.
Mm-hmm. I didn't grow up.
We never get any stand up. Nothing like stand up wise.
We're too young to be a Fat Albert fan.
No, they brought it back, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah, that fat twat from Kenan and Kel was in it.
Oh, the movie. Movie, yes. Okay, yeah. I know what you're talking about now. Yeah.
So we got that, but apart from that, I didn't really know who he was.
Yeah, I never thought he was very funny at all. I did watch The Cosby Show just because, you know, my parents watched The Cosby Show, and he was to be respected, and he was a black comedian. He was, like, one of the first... Probably one of the first black guys I ever remember meeting when I was a kid, definitely. Not meeting, but seeing on TV. That's definitely the case. He's definitely one of the first, you know... you think he was... He may have been one of the first... black people to have their own show on TV. Oh, no, that's probably not true.
When did he come into prominence?
I mean, he's been a comedian for fucking decades and decades and decades, like 30 fucking 40 years. He's been doing comedy, let alone his own TV shows and producing things. And
yeah, I think 1960s is saying.
Yeah, I mean, just
called I Spy.
Yeah, just decades and decades. Kids say the darkest
thing. I wouldn't say he's one of the first black people on TV. Like you got thinking like Sidney Poitier and people like that.
Yeah, Sidney Poitier, and then I forgot about the girl on Star Trek. She was the first female role on TV.
On Star Trek?
Yeah. Michelle Nichols. That's her name, right? Michelle Nichols, right? Yeah, that's her name.
Uhura.
She was one of the first...
I thought he was on about that woman from Sister Act.
No, not Whoopi Goldberg, no. No.
She was in Star Trek, wasn't she?
She was in Next Generation, yeah. Yeah. No, but Michelle Nichols was one of the first black African-American... I said black. African-American, whatever you prefer, guys. African-American women black on TV that had a main role. And she almost quit the show because she didn't really like it. She thought it was a little beneath her. And she talked to Dr. Martin Luther King, and Dr. Martin Luther King told her not to quit. She's like, no. He said to her, no, you're a face that a lot of people identify with. You need to stay on that show. It's a very important thing. It's a very important role you have. So that's why she stayed on. That's a really, really cool story, actually, she tells all the time. So this is from vulture.com. So, my guys, I'm going to put this link in the description box. You guys can follow it. This has every allegation by timeline on their website, okay? So this goes from 2002 all the way to 2015 of how many allegations that he had. So I'm going to do the last one. God, there's so many in 2015 already. So March 3rd, on one of Jane Doe's from Andrea Costanza's 2005 civil lawsuit comes forward. Patricia, whose last name remains undisclosed, tell BuzzFeed that Cosby drugged and raped her twice in 1978. Patricia said she's blacked out and woke up naked in Cosby's guest bedroom in Massachusetts after he made her pretend to be an elegant queen with an oatmeal dripping all over her face. What? The fuck are you talking about? In 1980, she woke up feeling, quote, very sick and knew that someone had penetrated me, unquote. Why the fuck would you stay? After another night with Cosby? You stayed for two? So far, 30 women have publicly accused Cosby of inappropriate sexual behavior. This post has been updated throughout the article initially. So, yeah. So, that is what's going on. Now, they have someone...
Did you know mm-hmm. that a new study has shown that women who get more sleep have better sex? But, unfortunately, the study was conducted by Bill Cosby.
Oh, yeah. Then that doesn't count. So, there has been a girl in New Jersey that's a recent one that falls in the statute of limitation, and one in L.A. that falls in the statute of limitation for him. He's been doing this throughout his entire career. Can you fucking believe this, man? This is the same thing I say about politicians all the time, right?
Right. Yeah.
So, I say this about...
You think that all politicians rape people while they're asleep?
No. That's not... that's not what I said. Wow. So this is what I think about politician. Any politician or any public figure that is overly, overly anti-gay, anti-woman, or anti-anything is normally the absolute opposite of what they claim. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, I know what you mean.
So like the politician that hates gay so much he's willing to vote on every issue against him is normally the guy in the bathroom that's, you know, jerking guys off for money. Or just
so let me just get this straight, because mm-hmm. we've not even got this story over here. It's not even a big thing, really.
Really?
It's not really a big thing.
Wow, 30 women, dude.
Yeah, but we've got Jimmy Savile.
Who's that?
Exactly. And Rolf Harris.
Who's that?
Exactly. So we've got our own fucking people over here.
You get your own problems.
We've got our own fucking problems that we're going to America. But yeah, we've got some major issues at the minute. Jimmy Savile's dead now, but now it's come out that he was raping like 200, 300 women.
Oh my God, are you serious?
And he was a national treasure. Sir Jimmy Savile, he was.
Oh, he's knighted.
He was knighted for all the stuff he'd done with his work with children. So forgive us for not worrying about fucking Bill Cosby.
Yeah, I mean, it's my thing is that it's just the hypocrisy of it all, okay? The biggest hypocrisy of it all is really what irritates me the most. It's because he's so openly, blatantly accusatory of the black young men and the culture and the fact that they curse, and he doesn't do blue comedy, he doesn't curse, and when he does his comedy, so that's too below him.
You can fucking understand if he did.
I know, and all of this other things that he's like, you got your pants sagging, and you don't respect things, you don't do this, you don't do that, and he's Mr. Judgy Judge when he's the one backstage raping all the female members because he's better than everybody else.
But isn't one of the women that come forward Lou Ferrigno's wife?
Is it?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Apparently Lou Ferrigno's wife, who Lou Ferrigno played the Incredible Hulk.
Lou Ferrigno. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she's come forward to saying that Bill Cosby's raped her.
What is his...
Do you reckon he got angry? He wouldn't like it if he was angry.
You wouldn't like it if he was angry. Jesus Christ, Ant. Jesus Christ.
No, so you've got to go some if you're going to rape the fucking Incredible Hulk.
So yeah. So so he decided to speak out, and I would play it for you, but none of it makes any sense. Like ABC interviewed him, and every single time they asked him a question, and I love the fact that they had a woman interview him, but none of it makes any sense. He doesn't make a single bit of sense of any. Would you want to hear some of it? No,
it
you
doesn't couldn't. Make no sense. No,
it doesn't make any sense. Seriously, guys, if you go and listen to it, it doesn't make any sense. Like that's why I was like, I'm not going to play it for you. And he's like, all right, don't play it. I always
got Bill Crosby and Bing Cosby mixed up. I always got them wrong. Well, Bing Crosby and Bill Cosby mixed up.
Bing Crosby was an abuser too. Actually, he was a drunk abuser. He beat his kids and his wife.
We done White Christmas, didn't he?
Yeah, and he beat his kids and his wife. You know, Janice.
If you crossed White Christmas with a black comedian, you'd get Bing Cosby, wouldn't you?
Oh my God, I don't know what to say to that. Janice Dickinson on the Howard Stern show talked about him a long time ago, and has been saying that he raped her she's been talking about it for like 10 years, and nobody would listen to her. And she said on the Howard Stern show, and then it's just snowballed. I mean, Lily, I'm looking at this shit, and it's, again, I'm going to put this in this in the show notes, guys, if you guys want to look at it. It's like December 1st, 2014, Cosby resigns from his position at Temple Board of Trustees. December 2nd, Judy Huth comes out. December 3rd, a press conference, Gloria Allred with Beth Ferrari comes out. Cosby files his own lawsuits against Huth. I mean, it's just an ongoing thing where these people, after person, after person, after person, just keeps coming out and accusing of them that they were drugged and that they were either raped or molested by Cosby. It's fucking crazy. It's just nuts for me. I don't know what else to say about that, other than the fact that he's a piece of fucking shit.
I wouldn't hire him for Sleeping Beauty.
Let's talk about something else.
A lot of women worry that their genitals are not normal or are just unsure of exactly what's in that region of their body. Well, everyone is different, so don't worry and don't be afraid to explore your own sexual anatomy.
61% of women concentrate about their appearance, their genitalia.
The female body undergoes massive changes during puberty, which starts earlier in girls than boys, any time between 8 and 13 years. It begins with the development of the breasts, and then the hips widen, and pubic hair starts to grow.
Average vagina is about 3 inches long, but expands when sexually aroused.
The female external sexual organs are grouped together and are called the vulva. They consist of the outer lips, the labia majora, the inner lips, called the labia minora, The inner lips can be long and thick or barely visible. They can be purple, red, pink, blackish, or brown, depending on your own colouring. They're often asymmetrical, and no two are the same, so you shouldn't feel embarrassed about your own. And then we have the clitoris.
I did not know that this was on YouTube. I did not know that this instructional... There's a million of these instructional videos on YouTube. Really? 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 We're fighting. I didn't know that I didn't know I could watch YouTube and watch like a vagina thing. I did not know this was there. I'm in a whole new world now.
You can look at a vagina on YouTube.
Yes.
I'd rather go to Pornhub.
I know, me too. So this was requested. 25 facts, little known facts about vaginas. So tell me if you know these or not, Ant.
I know nothing about vaginas.
Do you not? You got two kids. You still know nothing about vaginas?
What? I lick them and I and I put my penis in them. Other than that.
Your fingers.
Occasionally. I'm not 13.
Your feet, your hands.
I used to do that behind the back of the bike sheds.
Did you really?
Put a finger in there, yeah.
Yeah.
When you're a kid at school, I don't know if you American crazy bastards were like that, but you'd be like, it's always like, never like, did you get a blowjob? Did you fuck her?
Yeah.
It's always like,
Let me smell it.
Yeah, smell my fingers.
Smell my fingers. That's all.
Did you finger her? Yeah, it's like, yeah, of course I'll finger her. Yeah, smell my fingers.
Smell my fingers, yeah.
Fishy fingers.
Boys are so stupid. We're so dumb. No,
why
I didn't.
Like
that? I didn't. I fucked her. You want to smell my dick? Is that what you want to do? You want to smell my dick?
Why would we like that?
We're so stupid.
Like every fucking kid in the world seems to be like that.
I don't know. We're so stupid. Fear not. It's number one. Fear not. It's only a hole. Technically, the vagina is a hole surrounded by the rest of the female genitalia, which includes vaginal muscles, the cervix, the uterus, the labia, the clitoris. But for the sake of conversation, nearly everyone refers to as the female genitalia. So we will too. Did you know it was a hole?
It's like an arrow.
Did you know that it's only about 3.5 inches deep?
Bollocks.
In its resting state, the vagina is barely large enough to contain your household keys. In its resting
That's
state.
Resting.
So not aroused state.
What do you mean, resting?
Resting. You're
having
not
a little kip.
She's not aroused. Daphne Kip.
How deep is it when aroused?
Maybe we'll get to that. I don't know.
Well, fucking your facts are shit then.
Well, 6 inches. I don't know.
Fucking 6 inches.
Oh, okay.
No
here
chance.
We go. Here you go. But that hole can become
might
twice.
Might depend on the woman.
Well, the next, number three. But that hole can become twice as deep during arousal. Like the male organ, the vagina can double size when it's sexually aroused, enabling it to contain at least two sets of house keys.
Bullshit.
What? What's bullshit?
It depends what woman you're with, I suppose.
The clitoris contains about 8,000 nerve endings, Ant.
I can get that. You know, but it's all well and good for women to say, my vagina's got 8,000 nerve tinglings.
Yeah.
But when you kick them in the cunt, it doesn't feel anything like when you get kicked in the cunt, does it?
That's true. Well,
kicked in the cunt, that hurts more. Women don't understand how fucking that hurts.
No, but I mean, I guess some of them that have had kids, I guess, understand at some point or another.
Well, you can't compare getting kicked in the balls to having a kid.
Really? Are you sure about that? Because your balls just stretched out, so I'm thinking.
I reckon having a kid is 50 times worse than being kicked in the balls, I reckon.
Well, you're going to love this next one. You ready? The word vagina comes from a Latin term meaning sword holder.
Pork sword.
Goddamn patriarchy making everything about penises, even vaginas, sword holder. That's right, ladies. That's what you're for. Hold the sword.
What do you call vaginas where you're from?
Vaginas? Pussy? Pussy mostly.
Pussy mainly?
Yeah.
What about spam purse?
No. Every time you say that, though, I smile.
Axe wound.
Axe wound, yeah. Heard of that. That's your favorite, though.
That's my favorite, axe wound. Furry cup. You drink the white wine from the furry cup.
No.
Number one.
Vaginas share something special with the shark's liver. A compound known as squalene acts as a...
That sounds fucking awesome.
Squalene acts as a vagina lubricant. It's also found in shark livers. Cue every man in America is asking their butcher if they can carry shark livers. That's not funny. Yeah. That's not funny. This is thoughtcatalog.com, by the way, in case I didn't mention that before. The vagina's pH level is similar to that of beer, wine, and tomatoes. or tomato.
Tomatoes.
Yeah, I was about to say it's ants. The average vagina has a pH level of 4, which qualifies as acidic. Sperm has a pH level of 8, which is a basic. But you already knew that most guys are basic. Wow, this person is not funny. Pubic hair.
It sounds like they're trying to be funny.
I know, it does.
Maybe they're having a period.
That's MC Vigilante on Twitter. Pubic hair is sexual bait. For some researchers speculate that pubic hair serves as a pheromone trap that lures an unsuspecting mate towards its much like scent of
bears, if you have a woman with you in like Yellowstone Park, you shouldn't stand near the woman because the bears can smell the menstruation.
Do you like hair on your woman? Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit up top. Mm-hmm. Hairless is weird.
Hairless is weird.
It's like a childlike. I can't deal with that. Yeah. A little bit of hair, please.
The girls on All Wine Aside had a go at this, and I think it's weird. I do. I think it's weird.
They're hairless.
Two of them are. Charlie and Brooke are.
Oh, what, completely hairless?
Yeah, completely hairless. They do not like hair.
Oh,
they don't like any hair down there. And
I'm speaking here for pretty much the majority of men. We like a little bit of hair. Not 1970s porno hair.
Yeah, Sloane prefers a little bit of hair.
Brazilian. What's wrong with a little Brazilian?
A little landing strip, a star, something fun maybe.
A star?
Yeah, why not? Star.
Maybe a little tattoo says enter here with your hair.
Yeah, there you go. That'll work.
That'd be pretty good, actually. Yeah,
pubic hair only grows for 3 weeks, whereas the hair on your head can grow up to 7 years. Your pubic hair will never get so long that you can lose your iPhone in it. Tell that to Wayne.
Yeah.
Only a minority of women get vaginal orgasms. Only about one quarter. Oh my God! Only one quarter of women are able to achieve orgasms strictly due to intercourse, which is why youth guys need to pay attention extra to her love button.
Eyes and oh my God!
What are you talking about?
Sorry, I'm looking at an alien. Amy's hung something up, and it looks like right. I'm going to email it to you.
We're doing a show here. What affects you? What you eat affects how it smells. Go easy on the garlic and sardine sandwiches and nibble on a pineapple chunks and with strawberries instead. You ever had a bad smelling pussy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Amy smells all the time, fucking like cheese.
She's gonna kick your ass.
She's here, stood next to me. Doesn't it?
Beat your ass.
Stinks. It's like if ever you've ever been like to the seaside.
Yes.
That's what it smells like. Sand and oysters. And
grit.
And cockle. Yeah, she fucking admits it. Cockles.
Grit and menstruation. Your discharge will change consistently during your ovulation. Oh my God. Why did I read that sentence?
Jesus Christ.
Unlike your roommates, your vagina cleans itself. Oh, okay. There you go. Therefore, there's no need to douche. Actually, douching can throw off your vagina delicate bacterial balance.
Move on. Let's do the next fucking story. This is freaking me out now.
And create a tragic situation between your legs.
Next week, can we do one about arseholes?
Yes. It can fall out of your body. Okay. It doesn't.
What?
Yes.
You can prolapse your vagina.
Hang on. Yes. I love the fact that you know the word prolapse, first of all. That means I know it.
Prolapse is an awesome word.
That means I know what type of porn that you've seen. That's all that means right there.
Oh, no, I haven't watched prolapse.
Okay. Before. It doesn't fall out entirely and splat on the floor, but vaginal prolapse is a real condition, whereas the vagina pops out outside of the vulva and hangs out down like a sock. Fucking.
For fuck's sake, imagine. Make the next and the last one. This is getting
imagine
weird.
Imagine that.
This is the last one because I'm freaking out.
No, I got a bunch more, man. They're good. They're good.
Not, we've got like another fucking 8 stories to do.
Vaginal farts are common. Yeah.
Well, you can't beat a little fanny fart. I dated a woman who could do it on cue.
Command? Oh, is that hot or is that not?
No, it's not fucking hot. That's like women, if you can fanny fart, don't fucking do it.
Dude,
it's me getting my ass out and farting in
the
face.
I've done it a couple times. I've done a couple where literally I've had that happen during sex and both of us just started busting up laughing. I've had that happen quite a bit.
That's because you keep popping out. There's too much air.
Yeah, of course I pop out. That's great. It's great to do that. Go in, go out, go in, go out, go in, go out. It's great.
No, I mean, there's too much air around the vagina and that's what causes the fanny fart.
I know. I know, but it's just
so small.
It's just funny, dude. It's so funny. Oh my god, it's so funny. Oh, I remember we used to, we'd
funny
stop in the middle. No, both of us would stop in the middle of sex and just have a good giggle and just and then go right back into it. It was so funny.
Have you ever actually made a woman come?
Yes. What? Yes, I've made a woman come. What the fuck? Yes.
Being, not every time.
No, not every time. No.
Not every time.
No, not every time. Okay. I'm not going to admit to that. No, not at all. I'm not the best lay in the world. I try to do my best.
I must be the best lay in the world.
I do my best, but I'm not the best lay in the world. No, not every time. Being morally
I've never
loose.
Never not had sex. And, well, I'm not.
Wait a minute. Hang on.
No,
wait.
I can't say that.
You want to say that
the
right
last,
now?
Let me say the last, this decade.
Is that how long you've been? Is that how long you've been with Amy?
What? That she's not.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So there were other women in that category somewhere.
Oh no! I'm talking this decade. Oh yeah, no, it's just Amy in there.
Okay, so it's just Amy.
Just Amy in okay. there for this well, decade.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Being loose morally will not make your vagina loose. The vagina is an elastic like rubber band, so no matter how many donkey shows you perform in Tijuana, it will snap back to its regular shape after sex.
But what about babies?
I heard after they have babies, it snaps back even better. On the flip side, abstinence will not make the vagina grow tighter. So it makes the
heart grow fonder.
That's a Christian myth. Unlike sex, childbirth may make you. Oh, there you go. Unlike sex, childbirth may make you looser. This is because there's never been a penis in history that's as big as a baby. Which is probably true. There's probably been dildos as big as a baby, but not penises. The average vagina produces up to 2 teaspoons of discharge a day. Oh, I didn't need to read that. I really didn't.
Why
need
are
to
you
read
reading that. These?
I'm just reading them. I'm just
for fuck's sake.
Like a face, vaginas may sag.
My
with
ass
age.
Discharges. You don't need to fucking hear about it.
Like a face, a vagina may sag with age.
And like tits as well, they go south. Everything Most, goes south, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And why? While we're thinking about this, okay. You know, when women get older and their tits sag and everything goes south,
mm-hmm.
Why do men get brown willies?
Oh yeah, yeah. Our
when
gets,
does my willy start going brown?
Our skin gets a little. The more we use it, it tends to get a little bit more used, doesn't it? It looks a little bit beat up. It looks like a beat meat.
Like when I was in the gym, or if I've been on the beach and like, or the a changing
old guys'
room.
Dicks are brown.
All old men, like if you're over 65,
they're all dirty.
They're all brown.
Yeah, they look like they've been fucking. Why their dicks brown? The ass, yeah. Most nerve vaginal nerve endings are located in the first inch or two of the vagina opening, which is why an extremely thick 2-inch penis may provide more pleasure than a string bean shaped 8-inch penis. Lady boners are real. The clitoris swells and increases in size during female arousal. The clitoris is much larger than what you can see on the naked eye. Although the visible part's clitoris is only an inch or so, the rest extends within the body up to 6 inches. Orgasm is more likely right before or during menstruation. Yeah, I know that part. This seems sort of reproductive counterintuitive for it would have made more sense if the Lord Jehovah had given woman more orgasm capacity during the ovulation, but the Lord
why
works in mysterious
Jesus
ways.
Already?
I have no idea why they're dude, there's 100 little known penis facts.
Yeah, well, we're not going to. We'll do a fucking separate show for that shit.
Oh, 25 little known penis facts. Yeah, we're gonna
I'm
do
not
that.
Doing it tonight.
I'm going to
do
that
off.
One next.
I've had enough of the bullshit with the vaginas. I don't want to hear about my own bullshit.
All right, let's move on. God, you're so happy tonight.
Fucking hearing about discharge out of vaginas is not the one for me.
All right, seriously, moving on now.
Got mail.
We got some mail, Ant. We got mail. You know who it's from?
I think I might do.
It's from your significant other.
Is it now?
It is. It is. Dear.
What's the
oh my God.
Email address?
The address is A. Dot, no, I'm just kidding.
A.Ferguson85 @hotmail.com or is it .co.uk?
You are in so much trouble. You are in so much fucking trouble.
One of those.
Please, everyone, please email Amy. Please email. It's hotmail.com. Yeah. This is she's really funny, by the way. I just want to say that. Dear Vant. (laughs) (parentheses vamp/ant)
Okay, Vant.
Vant. How the fuck did a girl get jizz from Vamp without him coming? ! Pre-cum doesn't count, period. Amy, P.S. A written explanation would be preferable to a video one.
There you go.
Okay, so this is what happened, okay? So I told you guys I was in my girlfriend's apartment. We were having sex. She had an orgasm. I did not. Okay. So when a woman has an orgasm, this is going to be really condescending. I'm just saying. When a woman has an orgasm.
No, didn't you say that she took your sperm without you?
Yes, I'm going to. I'm going to explain this. Can I finish? Okay. When a woman has an orgasm, I mean, that's really condescending, but her vagina walls, I guess for some women, will contract and expand and contract and expand and contract and expand, right? So this particular girlfriend of mine had a very small vagina, and I don't have the biggest dick in the world, but it's not small, okay? I'm not bragging. It's just not small, all right? I've had problems with women, actually, in the past, being able
to... Oh, fuck.
I'm not lying, Aunt. I'm not fucking lying, all right? I'm being completely honest with you, all right?
Stop fucking children.
I'm not fucking children, but this was one of them that I've had problems with. All right. She was literally, we've had sex at some point and she would bleed and stuff like that. But, and now this was a lot. I was a young
Harriet.
No, she wasn't, but I was a lot younger back then too. So this was when I was probably like 20, 21, 22.
20, come on. Explain 22. Your fucking story.
So she had an orgasm and it literally milked my dick. And just brought my cum right out. Literally, it milked my dick and brought my cum. I swear to God, I can't. That's the best way I can explain it. It literally milked my cock, and it just came out. I'm not even fucking kidding. Like, I had no control.
How fucking retarded.
All right, fine. It may sound retarded. It happened. End of story. There's nothing I can do about that. It happened. I'm sorry.
That's
it happened.
Cool coming.
I did not have an orgasm. It did not. I did not have an orgasm.
So it was like, bleh.
I did not enjoy it. I was still hard afterwards.
Okay.
I don't know how else to explain it. That's my best explanation that I have. She asked for an explanation. That's the one
I'm calling bullshit.
That's fine. Call bullshit all you want. It fucking happened.
I'll
end of story.
Well, call bullshit.
Fine. If anybody else has any stories like that, please share them on Twitter or email us. Back me up. Somebody fucking back me up somewhere. Please.
No one's backing up.
Please, somebody back me up. I beg you. All right, let's move on.
It rubs the lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told.
Mister, my family will pay cash. Whatever ransom you're asking for, they'll pay it.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Yes, you will, precious. You will get the hose.
Okay. Mister, if you let me go, I won't press charges, I promise. See, my mom is a real important woman. I guess you already know that.
Now it places the lotion in the basket.
Please. I want to go home, please.
It places the lotion in the basket.
I want to see my mommy. Please, no.
Put the fucking lotion in the basket.
Dude, I swear I love you. I swear to God. You guys have no idea what just happened. That was between me and Ant. So it puts the lotion in the basket, Ant. Why does it put the lotion in the basket? Because there's a woman that puts her dead.
Well, can I just
what?
When I was a kid,
yeah.
I had this as my ringtone. I'm just gonna turn it up.
Do you love me? I love me.
That was my ringtone. And if you get that, you're cool in my books.
Do you love me? I love me.
That was my fucking
You're so gay. You're so fucking gay.
What? Buffalo Bill dancing, man.
It puts the lotion in the basket because there's a mom that puts her... A woman spiked her family's milk with her dead skin from her feet. This is like the gross out episode of Cerebral Satire is what this is.
Yeah, fuck it.
So this is from uprocks.com. Love uprocks, by the way. This story might be better to read after lunch, according to the Daily News. 56-year-old Sarah P. Schrock was arrested Wednesday for contaminating her family's milk with dead skin shavings from her feet. Yes, you're reading that right. Foot skin. During May 4th visit to Schrock's home, Jesse Hurry and Allison Depressed were offered a couple glasses of milk. By the way, who goes over to someone else's houses and drinks milk? Can I have a glass of milk, please? My clit needs it. Who drinks fucking milk? I know, I'm gonna get emails from that. After a few gulps of beverages, Depressed immediately began gagging, eventually coughing up what thought to be dead human skin. Hurry started choking as well, and after straining the milk, also found skin shavings in her beverage. Schrock denied any wrongdoing, but Hurry said a different story to police. Hurry told the cops Schrock had dry feet because of diabetes and would keep trays in her room with the same kind of dead skin shavings that came off her feet. Schrock was eventually arrested on the foot contaminate and assault charges. A gross of foot milk may sound. It's still probably better than some recent offerings from a certain major. Oh, yeah, that's another story, but. You should see this chick, dude. This chick is something special, man. She is, oh my God. Have you seen this girl? Have you seen this woman?
Here. I haven't seen this woman, but I don't particularly want to.
Yeah, I'll put the link in Skype for you real quick, because it's fucking, chick is scary. Check that out. Look at that. How would you like to eat her dead skin?
Oh! Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. So,
oh my word.
Why... Why?
She
aunt
hates them.
She
must just fucking hate them.
Just the idea of it, literally, I want to vomit.
What do you do with your dead skin on your foot? You put it
you throw it away.
It over the toilet trash. Or something.
Yeah, you put it in the trash, you put it in the toilet.
Put it in the food.
Oh, it's so disgusting. It's so disgusting. I can't even imagine why someone would do that. I don't even know why okay, let's think about why you would do that. Okay.
So it's gotta be some sort of revenge thing going on.
It's gotta be. Look at her.
She must have had a reason for doing it.
She got
to piss someone off, or maybe even a prank. Because Amy was telling me that her mate used to put his toe fucking skin in his friend's grated cheese.
Oh,
as a prank, and he used to eat like cheese sandwiches with fucking dead skin.
Did he notice that?
No.
Dude, dead foot skin is like really obviously, it's thick. It's thick, nasty shit. Ugh.
Depends what you got as well, isn't it? Like, if you got like proper bunions and stuff. Ugh. Imagine bunions.
Oh my God, you just made that worse. Corns. I have a proper, I hate feet. Like, I hate feet. Like, if there's a woman on this planet that enjoys a foot fetish, I'm the absolute last. I don't care if I'm the last man on this world. If every woman on this planet liked their foot being kissed or touched or massaged, I would never have sex again. I would never have sex again.
Well, we spoke about this probably on episode 5 or 6, that I hate my feet being touched.
Me too.
I cannot fucking stand it. Do not touch my feet.
Don't touch my feet.
I kick out as well.
Yes. Proper kick out, right? You're like, ugh!
Yeah, proper kick out. And I've even done it to Lola May as well when she's grabbed my feet.
Don't touch
She's
my
actually
feet.
Probably the only person that can touch my feet, like now and again. But occasionally I do kick out when she touches my feet. I just hate my feet being touched. It's one
gross.
Of those little stigmas I've got.
It's so,
so fucking
gross,
hell
dude.
To eat someone else's fucking... fucking hell, what's going on with the world?
I don't know, but that is fucking the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. It's more disgusting.
Bunions coming to
it's more
you.
Disgusting than our next story. So let's get into that.
Eat my cheese, motherfucker.
You're gonna laugh so hard.
Ah, you're a cop.
I am such a cop.
I got your picture. Of me and you. You wrote, I love you. I wrote me too. I see that stare at it, there's nothing else to do. Oh, it's in color. Your hair is brown. Your eyes are hazel.
Fuck you, Andy.
And such as clowns.
Enough for that.
You didn't get the fucking chorus.
I know I did, but it was a lot. It was like a minute, dude. It was like a minute.
Stick
they already
to the chorus. Play the chorus.
All right. I'll play the chorus. Here you go.
You gotta do the chorus.
All right. Oh my god, this is probably my favorite episode. This could be the worst episode we've ever done, but this could be my favorite episode, I think, because I've just I've laughed through this whole entire episode. Oh,
even off air, it's been fun.
It's been so much fun. All right, guys, nothing to see here, just two Japanese girls trying to blow a cockroach into each other's mouth. It's a new Japanese game show. Clip above, this is from Up Rocks again.
What's it called?
It's called, the show's called AK Bingo.
Which according to
Wikipedia stars Japanese girl group called AKB48, who, quote, participated in activities that included quizzes, sports, and news. Sorry, I had a burp. Still drinking Coronas. I've drank like 40 of these fucking things, and I got nothing. I just thought putting some context into what transpires would be help, as AKB48's 16-year-old Roka Oshima and 18-year-old Shibu Mogi face off
Shinobu.
Against each
other. Come on.
Is that Shinobu? Shinobu Mogi face off against each other by blowing into a clear tube containing a dead cockroach, which the winner eventually blows into the loser's mouth, who is then forced to eat the insect. Let's
can
just
we play a little clip from it?
We can. We have a clip.
Awesome.
Ready?
Yeah.
If I could get a Japanese channel, if I can get a Japanese channel at my house, I would love it.
So
they haven't revealed what's going on. Now they just revealed what was going on. They just revealed that they're, oh my god, they're huge, dude. Those are huge fucking cockroaches. So they put the bug's been cooked. It's not raw. It's been cooked. It's in the middle right now. It's in the middle of the tube. Oh, they just did like a... They just did like a versus. Like a... they did like a versus thing. Yeah. This is strangely erotic.
Looks like a sucking cock.
They do look like a sucking cock.
Oh! 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 Oh!
Oh! That was so quick! That was so quick!
Oh, she swallowed it!
She totally swallowed it! She swallowed it! It went right down her throat!
Oh,
that was so awesome! I want this show!
The best game I've ever seen in my entire life.
The best game ever. Gotta eat it! Chew on it. Yeah, chew it, bitch. I don't know what that means. Oh, she cursed. I love Japanese TV. I can't tell you how much I love Japanese TV. It is the fucking greatest thing ever. It is such entertainment.
My favorite show is Ninja Warrior.
Yes, Ninja Warrior. Yes,
fucking love Ninja Warrior.
Love Ninja
What's
Warrior.
The? Oh my god,
I miss Ninja Warrior.
Oh, what's the one that Challenge do? Oh, I can't remember. But they do like a... Takeshi's Castle.
Yes, Takeshi's Castle. Yes, I've seen that too. Absolutely.
Fuck, Takeshi's Castle is fucking awesome. It's
fucking awesome, man. Yeah, America's had all their knockoffs from each one of those. They're just not as good.
Yeah, same here in Britain. So, yeah. Japanese do it awesome. There was also a thing called Kamikaze that we had over here, which is a bit like what we've just seen. Mm-hmm. We need to post that clip up because that was fucked up. I thought it was going to be like a little seesaw.
No.
Where they're just sort of like in the middle.
Dude, that was so
fuck,
fast.
That was like flowing from left to right. It was fucking awesome.
Oh,
I was getting into
so
that.
Gross. I was getting into it, too. I was like, oh, this is exciting.
That was pretty fucking cool. I fucking like that.
It was. We're going to post it on the website. It's also in the show notes, guys. Just to let you know. Let's move on to the next story.
Those Ant. Crazy Japs.
Yeah, great. Slant-eyed Japs.
No, I didn't say fucking that, did I? You fucking racist bastard. Honest.
What's the matter? You got some sand in your vagina?
No, I don't have sand in my vagina.
Don't mind Kyle, everyone. He's just got a little sand in his vagina.
There's no sand in my vagina!
In this Nancy Drew mystery, Nancy goes to the beach and gets sand trapped in her shoe. This could explain how Kyle got it in his vagina.
Carmen, this is serious!
So am I, Kyle. If that sand in your vagina doesn't get released, you could become a walking time bomb.
Oh, yeah.
So what else is in your vagina, Aunt? Police find $100 worth of Walmart groceries in a woman's vagina. The Pittinson, Pennsylvania woman is faced with charges fines after being arrested Thursday evening. Keen-eyed Walmart employees couldn't help but notice the resourceful thief shoving food up her dress and called the cops. Officer Charles Langan said the fray was given full body search, during which several oranges fell onto the floor between
oranges.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing so hard I can't speak.
Quote, she'd do well in Thailand, wouldn't she? Fucking ping pongs over there.
Quote, I thought she stuffed a bunch of...
No.
He's from Pittsburgh. Oh, he's from Pennsylvania.
Dude, the fucking accents.
I thought he... hang on. I thought she stuffed a bunch of things into her pants, so I gave her a fast pat-down. When I found nothing and saw items beginning to fall out of her pants, I knew something was up, said Officer Langan.
It's Sherlock.
A female officer was called in to Miss Frey, was brought to the station, and more thoroughly searched was initiated.
What was she arrested for? A fray.
Officer Felicia Ann, a 10-year vet of the police force, arrived to carry out more in-depth search. Ooh, that's chicken wow. They asked me to come to do a full cavity search on a recent arrested shoplifter, which is very unusual. They told me that they thought she was holding groceries in her vagina, and I literally laughed out loud. They told me about the oranges and not feeling anything during the pat-down, so I took her in the back, and sure enough, we found nearly $100 worth of groceries inside her vagina. Would you like to hear the list, Aunt?
I would. You sound fit.
A dozen eggs.
Eggs? She wanted a break.
A dozen eggs. Bread. Milk. Bread. Milk. A few more oranges. As well as a full porterhouse.
What the fuck is a porterhouse?
It's a steak.
Steak. A
full steak. Porterhouse and a rack of bacon were in there. Plus a lot more. I was shocked.
That was all in her cunt?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Steaky bastard. That's a man's dream, isn't it? Having a steak and eating pussy.
That was four oranges, a dozen eggs, bread, milk, a few more oranges, as well as a full porterhouse and a rack of bacon. And then she said a plus a lot more. How much more can you fit in there?
$100 worth.
What
that's got to be like $30 worth there.
Exactly. So, dude, $100 worth? Dude, okay, my budget every 2 weeks for food is $150 for me, okay? So I go to the grocery store, I spend $150 on myself for 2 weeks.
You're excluding all the fucking McDonald's and Burger King KFC you eat, your fat bastard.
I did actually have KFC the other day, but...
you're a fat bastard. No.
I'm changing that, by the way, just letting you know. And I'm putting before and after pictures on the website, I'm just saying.
Fucking so, hell. You want to see before, and I definitely don't want to see after.
So, dude, that's a lot of shit stuffed into a vagina. Like, no joke. None of that stuff came up when we talked about stuffing things in our vaginas. Remember we talked about that a while ago?
Yeah.
None of that. That's food, man. That's like,
What do you reckon you could get up your arsehole?
Not much, man. I can barely put my finger in my butthole, let alone.
Bullshit. There's enough cocks got up there.
You like being pegged. Don't look at me. What are you sticking up your asshole? Sausage.
Little sausage.
A little sausage.
It's got to be wrapped in bacon, though.
Need the extra lube.
Maybe a hash brown. Do you get hash browns over there?
Yeah, we get hash browns, but they're like little pieces of things. What's hash brown over there? It's like a full piece. It's like one solid piece.
Which I don't know what we're talking about. Like, a hash brown is hash brown to me.
I don't know what a hash... Oh, a hash brown over here is like potatoes, but they're like... fried up or whatever,
like crispy potato things.
Yeah okay, all right,
yeah, so you get a little hash brown up there, maybe some mushrooms. So
you're making a full course meal up your asshole, aren't you?
No, I'm gonna do an English fry up, mate.
You're gonna put some beans.
beans, bacon, sausage, hash browns, toast, mushrooms.
You are not putting toast in your asshole.
And that's then you got full English arsehole.
How are you going to put... just here, let me bend over and you can just eat. Bend over and serve it to me fast. Open wide. Just shit it into their mouth. Jesus Christ. All right, let's move on. DRG's definitely
best
out. Listen
restaurant
to this episode.
Ever. What?
Best restaurant ever.
Definitely.
Just walk up. Can I get the English asshole, please?
Okay. The full English would asshole.
Would that be male or female? I prefer male today. Can I get a male English asshole, please, today? Thank you.
Oh, I'm so that. Making this fucking restaurant, I'll tell ya.
That'll be $24.95. Not a problem. I have that covered. Thank you. Would you like orange juice with this? Oh, yes. I would like orange juice with that, please. Yes, thank you. And you lay on the ground. He stands.
Piss the orange juice
He
out.
Stands over you. He just squeezes it out one serving at a time. It's the eggs are first because they put those in last because they're easy to cook.
Yeah, the eggs. You need the eggs in last.
Yes. All right, let's go.
You just made the biggest mistake of your life, baby. I know you're going to be missing me when you got that big, white, wrinkly body on top of you with this loose skin and old balls. Gross.
Yeah, so our final story of the night is about
old balls. Why are we talking about old man balls?
Well, we're talking about old men's balls because this is about a pensioner who's been thrown out of an old people's home after a prostitute is found under his bed. Some people are just born to break the fucking rules. They stick two fingers up to society from the moment they open their eyes to the day they shut them for the last time. One such man was a 70-year-old bloke living in an assisted living facility who was kicked out after authorities found a prostitute hiding under his bed. How does a pensioner who needs state subsidies for his care pay for prostitutes? He was selling alcohol to the other residents, of course. This guy's so fucking cool.
Hardcore. Right.
County Chief Financial Officer Yuri Z. Monson. Fucking, that's a name. Yuri Z. Monson.
I guess that's a name, right?
Yep. Said the man was more mobile gentleman who would often go on booze runs for his neighbors. The unidentified man from Doylestown, Philadelphia. There you go. Is presumed holed up with one of his prostitutes as we speak.
Fuck yes. Pimping ain't easy, motherfucker.
Pimping ain't easy and growing old gracefully is dead.
Shit, yeah.
And that comes from the Lad Bible.
Why grow old gracefully when you can burn out in a rage of fire? Fuck yes. I would do the same thing. 70-year-olds old, banging a prostitute, fucking selling booze to old people. Fuck yes, man.
I always said to my, to the boys, like, if I ever, this is before I met him. Yeah. If I was single at 60, why wouldn't you get a mail order bride, an 18-year-old mail order fucking bride?
Dude, if I'm
Why wouldn't you? Dude,
I'm 32 now, okay? If I'm single at 40, I'm getting a mail order bride. It's happening.
Fuck yeah, you get a little 20-year-old one.
Get a Russian one? Fuck yeah, dude.
Little Russian 20-year-old?
Yeah, Russian, yeah.
You can get a little commie in you.
Hell yeah. On me.
why wouldn't you want to fucking do that? This guy's a fucking hero.
Hell
he's
yeah.
He's a fucking hero.
He's got no wife. Obviously, his wife's probably dead.
Wife's dead. You know. He's in a bullshit care home. Yeah. He's making a bit of cash by selling booze to the old residents. They love it.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Good out of why it. Is it out of why is it out of line for someone to have fun on their way out of this planet? He's only got probably a couple of years left in him. Fucking go out having fun.
Wow. You should do all the fucking things that you want to do before you die. Why is this such a bad thing? I'll fucking live your life to the fullest. And this guy fucking has. He's awesome to me.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So if you could do anything when you're 70, say you're doing 70, okay? Let's say you still have Amy. So let's rule out the sex thing. If you're doing something while you're 70, what are you going to do? You going to let things stop you? You going to let something stop you? What are you doing while you're 70, dude?
I won't stop. It's difficult to say now because I'm only 31. Because I don't know what's going to happen between now and then. Like
well,
where I'm going to go.
You're obviously going to have grandkids.
What I'm going to do.
You're going to have grandkids by then. 70.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah, you will. I mean, you're at least going to have two little kids. So if not three. You know, so
no, just two. I'm getting snipped.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm gonna go for the snip after this one.
I think three's a good number.
No, two's a good number.
Yeah,
I didn't want one. Never mind two. Now I've got. Now you're talking about three.
I'm talking about three.
Fucking hell.
So what are you gonna do, man? Are you gonna let little Lola be like, Dad, stop with the shenanigans? All right, you and Vamp. Well,
if
just
I'm 70,
shut the fuck up.
Lola's gonna be what? 40.
40. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, 40, 45. Mm-hmm. So Jesus, fucking hell, that's scary in itself.
That's scary.
I think I'll buy a big. I'd like to go the way of the Who. And I'll buy a big fucking car and I'll drive it into a swimming pool. That's the way to die, isn't it?
What? I'm not saying die. I'm saying this guy's obviously fucking prostitutes. He's maybe even running a prostitute ring at this point. He was running booze for old people. I mean, this guy's on point. This guy's on fucking point, son.
Fucking rock and roll, man.
So what are you doing? What are you doing to keep up with him?
I don't know. I don't fucking know. Because like I said, I don't know. It's difficult to fucking say because I'm not that old yet, and I've got a lot of time between now and then. I don't know how old I'm gonna fucking be.
Did you hear about you hear about 70-year-old skydiving and doing
but how
stuff
old's this guy?
Out. 70, son.
And he's in a fucking
living assisted facility.
Yeah.
Well, he was. Right. Now he's in an apartment with his prostitute.
Yeah. And how old's Keith Richards?
Oh, about there. He's got to be around there, right? Keith Richards.
He's 70. He looks at this guy like he's a fucking amateur.
Yeah.
Selling fucking booze, having a prostitute.
Keith Richards is 71.
71. There you fucking go.
71. And he's
now
pimp.
We're looking at this guy with one fucking prostitute under his bed at 70 and in a fucking care home.
Yeah, Keith Richards.
Look at
is
fucking
still doing,
Keith Richards
still doing
rocking
drugs.
It out to millions of people around the fucking world.
Drugs,
he's probably got
smoking.
20 of the cunts in his backstage.
He probably does.
With enough fucking coke to fucking drown the world.
He's lived life, man. That guy's lived
Keith
life.
Keith Richards has lived life.
Lived life.
To the fucking fullest.
By the way, I know you once... You didn't even bring it up. B.B. King died.
I did want to bring it up, but I didn't want to, you know...
Yeah, you don't have to bring us down, man. He had 18 fucking kids.
Like I said, he's one of my... B.B. King is a massive, massive, massive hero of mine.
Yeah.
I love a bit of blues, and he inspired some of my other favourite people, like Eric Clapton. So the guy's a fucking legend. And like I said on my Facebook, the thrill may be gone, B.B. King, but the legend always remains. And
absolutely.
I think I put that quite nicely.
I think you did too. I think we're going to end on that too. B.B. King was a pimp. He left out what he's doing. He still was playing when he died, man.
I wonder if Lucille's still alive anyway.
Lucille's, yeah. He's still around. She's still around. So, Ant, what's going on this week, man? We got this one that's posted on Friday, and we got we're going to try to do another one this week. And
yeah, we're doing a couple of bankers because I'm going to the Norfolk Broads.
Yeah.
Best place in the world to go to.
I'm going to school.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Send us some emails, you fucking assholes. Fucking hell.
What? Yeah, send some emails, you bastards.
For real. You guys listen to us every week. You guys don't rate us. Can at least send us some fucking emails. Shit. Give us something, man.
Fucking emails and rate
us. Help us out. Hashtag CSatire.
I'll start fucking putting the PayPal thing out there.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys want to start paying? Huh? You want to start paying for this?
Or do you want to start listening to adverts?
You want to start listening to adverts? Huh? I can start charging. We can make this exclusive, bitches. We can. We won't, but we can. Guys, if you guys want to do anything, please share us wherever you listen. Just tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell whoever you don't think will be offended by our podcast.
Yeah, we swear a lot, but it's all half-hearted.
It is. It's
you know, he's a wanker.
Yeah, he's
I'm
an asshole. There you go.
It is what it is.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it is.
It's, what the fuck was that? Oh, you're playing The Thrill Is Gone.
Hell yeah.
Okay, are we leave? We're ending the show on The Thrill Is Gone.
We're ending the show on The Thrill Is Gone.
Fucking awesome.
Gotta do it, dude. B.B. King's amazing.
R.I.P. B.B. King.
Hell yeah.
And we'll see you next week, guys.
We will. Hashtag CSatire. Email us, DSJMPCOM. And then we'll be posting some videos on the www.dsjmp.com.
Check
it out,
guys. I
done
one this week. Did you read it?
I have not yet. Is it good?
What an arsehole. You fucking moan at
dude,
me every day.
You know what I was doing this week?
I
was signing up for school this week. Give me a break. Come on.
Drop dead, you fucker.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Here's BB King. Love you, BB.